Blog Talk Radio.
That's a theme song for the Tyler Brook podcast, Talking Geek. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in Los Angeles. He's in Pearl River, New York, 347-205-9631. 30 minutes goes by quick, so catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, and hand off the mic to Threes, Tyler, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And you're bringing another great guest to your show.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, this is the Talk Geek with Tyler Brooks show. And as always, I'm your host. And less about me, more about my guest. Thomas, how the hell are you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. Before we get this ball rolling a little bit further, you want to tell the audience, you know, who you are, what you do, how to get a hold of you, and with a link to your OnlyFans page?
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready to check my OnlyFans page out just yet. I'm still working on some pictures, but my name's Thomas Bowman. I am a fellow podcaster. I just released a third podcast, so I have three podcasts, From Friend to Weeb, One Man, One Anime, and Talking Dirty, that's Dirty with an E. And you can find those Google and Apple. And, I mean, that's
terrific.
About it for my intro.
Terrific. Our episode today has been sponsored by ExitSpace, the official home of all Geek Talk with Tyler merchandise, and Pamela Garfinkel's candle company, Star Candles. Remember, get the lemongrass candle, the official scent of the Geek Talk with Tyler family. Now, Tom, you brought an interesting topic to my attention. Would you like to shed a little light on that for us?
Yeah, so before I got into podcasting and audio stuff, I still am an avid gamer, but I was attempting to be a streamer. And so with that, I played a lot of video games. And one thing that we can say about video games is some series just don't know when to quit.
Yes, they really do like beating off that dead horse, don't they?
Oh, they do. So that is sort of the topic I decided to bring in. It can be a bit of a controversial one, depending on what games we talk about, but I feel it's definitely a struggle or a issue within the gaming community.
Well, you're not wrong about that, but it's like I've spoken with. Quick shout-out to Shay LaFay, the podcast host of I'm a Muslim and That's Okay podcast. I guess this kind of falls into the whole aspect of reboots and the downside thereof.
It sort of can, yes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The graphics, like, say, on the latest Super Smash Bros. Game were a lot better when they definitely came out. I will give them props on that, but As a gamer, I would like to see other different types of games as well. And Gary from Peabody, Massachusetts. Hi, guys. Nice to see you. How do I hear Thomas's podcast as well? Tom, you want to answer that for me?
How to find my podcast? Like I said, most of them, you can find them on Google or Apple or even Spotify. I said From Friend to Weeb, Talking Dirty, Dirty with an E, and then One Man, One Anime.
Terrific.
Jumping back into
what games have you been playing lately?
Oh, lately? I'm currently playing Farming Simulator 22. Great one for the show. The new Hogwarts Legacy game and the new Pokemon game. Those are my big three right now.
Ooh, I wouldn't advertise the Hogwarts Legacy. You may get a lot of trans people saying, you like Harry Potter, you must be anti-trans.
I actually don't like Harry Potter, but the game is wonderful. Like, it's a very fun game, and it's something new and unique, which is sort of the reason why I jumped into it. But now, getting back to the topic, the one thing I want to say, and this is sort of my big issue with games continuing and making more and more and more, you brought up Super Smash Bros. I'm okay with, like, a new Super Smash Bros. For every new Nintendo console. What I don't like is, let's say Call of Duty. Because they don't just make one per console, they make one per year. And I feel that's way too many.
Explain this with a quick shout-out to Marlene Sharp. It's big names that grab butts in seats, whether it's at the movies or on the couch playing video games. And so names like Batman and Optimus Prime and Spider-Man became such common household names.
Yeah.
We actually got another message from David from Lincoln, Nebraska. Another dope show, guys. Keep up the great work. Always like the drum roll. Dave, don't beat us to it. We got another 8 minutes for that trivia drum roll. Denise from San Francisco. Hi, Tyler. Love listening to your show each week. Very inspiring. Denise, I'll thank you. But back to this topic at hand. Yeah, I do agree. I think it's like, you remember the Land of Time, Land Before Time first came out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I remember that movie.
A good movie. Yeah, but now there are like 20-some-odd movies. I feel like that's the case for all these Sonic and Mario games.
Yeah, they just keep adding them on. And a good example for my point, let's go sports games, you know. They release them every year, but there's no real need for a new game every year, when all they need to do is make one, like Madden, per new console. So say a new console generation comes out, make a new Madden, and then all you need to do is make a DLC or an update. You don't need a whole new game, since the graphics really don't change that much in the 3-4 years the consoles are released.
Well, actually, the graphics change very much. There's a small, very slight detail. Yeah, that's my cliche nerd impression. What do you think about that?
It was wonderful. You had me going for a sec. I could say, yeah, there is some small changes, but nothing an update won't fix, or a patch won't fix. So all reality, all these games continuing coming out, especially, like I said, when it's like sports games or Call of Duty, when it's all the same thing, you don't need a whole new $70 game. You just need a $30, $40 DLC. It's just another way for these companies to make money off us. For
those of us unfamiliar, a DLC is
extra content to the game.
Gotcha.
It's,
but you're not wrong. A lot of times the games do follow the same formula. Like Pokemon, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's just basically the Michael Vick of video games.
It's funny because, you know, I got the new Pokemon this past few years. It released so much. And I didn't even realize it until I was playing the newest one. Because, I mean, I'm down to it. I am a huge Pokemon fan, always will be. And unfortunately, this company will always get my money. I am the product of what I'm hating against. But they've released so many games in the past couple of years, like, I didn't even realize it. Like, I was sitting there talking with some people about, oh, man, I haven't played that new Pokemon Snap in forever. It's like, hey, that only released, like, not even a year ago. What are you talking about? Where,
well,
in my
you're
mind,
not
it's
wrong.
Been a few
and
years.
After a while, I think they're going to stop finding new opposites, whether it's opposing colors or opposing shapes. Or at this point, it's going to be Pokemon left and Pokemon right, because let's get political about it.
Yeah, I hope not. Now, some franchises can do a good job at it. Like, we can say Assassin's Creed and Far Cry. While they are essentially the same game in just a different world, they do stuff that makes them unique and feel like a new game.
I mean, Pokemon's done that. I mean, let's look at all the franchises Pokemon's come out with. Dragon Ball, Sailor Moon, One Piece. By far, the most successful and most recognizable is Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon is a huge one.
Of course, granted, all the parents are going to say, is that one Pikachu? Is that one Pikachu? Is that one Pikachu?
Oh, don't get me started about Pikachu and Charizard and Pokemon. You don't want to go down that hole.
Please, Pikachu is just basically Japanese Mickey.
Pikachu wasn't even supposed to be the mascot.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be
Clefairy. Do you know what the mascot was supposed to be? Call it now Clefairy. And see if you can.
Oh, I already ruined it.
Ah, you ass.
Oh, I said it before you asked, so... I'm sorry. I've ruined
yeah,
the show.
Fine. It's fine. We already got another great Pokemon-related trivia question anyway.
Oh, all right. I'm excited for that one.
Before that, I gotta ask, why did Pokemon say their own names? Like frickin' Hodor from Game of Thrones.
Well, if we are going to follow the Game of Thrones reference, they must have some real bad trauma.
Or more logically, they're just named after what they can say.
That too.
Although this does bring concern to the humanoid Pokemon.
Yeah. I think they're running out of ideas with Pokemon. Which we could have said that a long time ago.
I mean, it's making them money, so clearly they're not that desperate.
I think it got pretty bad when they just started making different colored forms and calling them new.
Yeah, they pretty much just ripped off Digimon with Mega Evolutions.
Yeah. I see, Digimon does it right. They released some new games, and they released new styles of games and different sort of, you know, versions and whatnot. Of course, it's
yeah,
not as big as Pokemon.
I mean, at least with Pokemon, they named them properly. I mean, or Digimon, it's just random bullshit mon or another random bullshit mon. You see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, at least they're not like 90% food or household objects anymore. Looking at you, Pokemon.
Oh, yes, or an ice cream cone, because Pokemon had to have one of those.
Yeah, you got to have an ice cream cone as your Pokemon, or a teacup.
Yes. Stay tuned for the next Pokemon, left and right. We have condom and phylactic Pokemon. Why? Because money.
Yep.
A little joking aside, but Pokemon has definitely become a household name due to the myriads of games that it's spawned out.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon will probably always be there. I don't really see anyone dethroning Pokemon anytime soon.
Well, unless the author starts doing hashtag anti-trans stuff. But even then, I'm like, yeah, you know what? No, it's okay. It's a greater Pokemon. It's a greater Pokemon. We give them back.
Yeah, they won't. Pokemon, I don't think anything could take Pokemon down. Not even a big scandal at this point.
No. But time will tell. But I gotta
ask,
yeah. Are you a Charmander kid, a Bulbasaur kid, or a Squirtle kid?
Oh, I'm Team Squirtle all the way.
You know that was Ash's original choice?
That was the only choice. It's the only proper choice.
Mark,
he is
I can't
the best
talk.
Boy.
Well, trivia time. And the trivia question is, what was the first Pokemon designed for the game? Tom, don't answer this one. All right, good. You didn't answer it. Awesome. But, yeah, as far as gaming goes, Pokemon has definitely become recognizable. Let me ask you, what are your thoughts on the new Mario movie?
I'm excited to see it. I don't get all the hate. I mean, I understand where people are coming from with the hate by Chris Pratt's sort of take on the Mario voice. But what do they expect? I honestly would hate to listen to I can't remember his name, but the artist, the voice actor who did Mario's voice in the games, I would hate to hear that sort of style high-pitched for a whole movie.
See, that's the problem with all these games. Every time a new iteration comes out, we're always expected to say, oh, it's another Transformers series. Okay, Peter Cullen and Frank Welker must be returning. Oh, it's another Batman series. Kevin Conroy must be in it, or at least he would be in it if he didn't pass away last year. Rest in power, Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, with all these sort of constant adaptations, it puts a stress on people like this has to be this, or if it's not the way I want it to be, it's wrong because they have so many of the same thing. And it becomes a big problem when it's just the same
game. Not going to pass. Which, honestly,
like I said,
before you ask, yes, I have given Velma a shot. I couldn't sit through a first episode. It was just that egregious. Come on, Mindy.
I haven't seen it.
It's only saving grace
is
Frank
in...
Welker returning as Fred's dad and some decent, not phenomenal, decent animation.
Yeah.
That's about it.
This debate can go into TV shows and movies as well. You know, how many times does a series need to be remade? Like, looking at you, that 70s show. They tried that 80s show and it failed. Now, they started that 90s show.
Because
I haven't watched any
work.
Of it. But.
Let's try the 90s doesn't work. Well, it's the Millennium show.
That 2000s show. Like, no, thank you.
It'll happen.
Oh, it probably will. It's just, it's one of these things that some companies, some games, some shows, some movies, they can do it right. But nine times out of, well, not, I wouldn't say nine, maybe seven or eight times out of ten, it's just not that great because they don't really add anything. You know, looking
well,
at you,
man. Well, the real question is, who's to say what it's how it's done right?
Yeah, you know, I guess that's a fair question there. Who is to say what's right?
I mean, I agree with
you.
If it's done right and holds some degree to the source material, like a lot of, like I actually had a conversation with somebody about this, about Velma. Oh, no, Velma's good. Oh, it doesn't need to follow the source material. Oh, no, it's great as is. Like, okay, you know what, that's a good point. So based on your logic, why don't we have a Static Shock reboot, except it's a rich white kid? But hey, since the source material doesn't matter anymore, let's do that.
I think at this point within, like, the gaming world and with how advanced we are, if it doesn't bring anything new to the table, it should just be a DLC on the game that's already out.
Yes,
stuff
just
like
make sure you don't tell that to the makers of Pokemon left and right.
You know, I would love them to make a Pokemon game where they just add on new regions every year. That actually gets me a point. Video game makers need to start looking at MMOs. Not like making MMOs, but seeing how MMOs do it. MMOs stick around the same game for years and years and years, but what do? They add new content, new world to that MMO.
Well, I mean,
and
let's
look
at all the of Pinocchio movies out there. We get it. It's a little one boy that wants to be real.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just after a while, the same story gets old.
It does.
Like, let me ask you something. Do you ever see the film 12 Angry Men?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, you know they had a reboot?
I did not.
Oh, yeah, it's a 90s film. They actually had Tony Danza playing it, which was weird.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, I mean, let's call a spade on this, folks. If it's going to be a reboot, there's a good chance it's not going to hold water compared to the original. I'm not saying it won't, but at least 80% of the time, that's true. Which is why I'm very on edge about this new Lord of the Rings series.
Yeah. Freaking Lord of the Rings. And we want to hit that sort of thing. Another good example of sometimes people need to learn when to quit making stuff. We can always look at Star Wars. I know that's a very horrible thing to say, but, I mean, I am a huge Star Wars fan.
No, man, it's like,
but,
dude, this family trauma bullshit ended in the 80s. Why do you got to milk it?
Exactly. If you're going to do a Star Wars, make it new. Don't bring the same family back into it. Let's see some new characters. Let's see a new side of the universe.
Theory holds water, but its execution was poor.
It's just, you know, we have this whole universe in Star Wars. We don't need to focus on the Skywalkers.
No, but they're common household names, so go figure.
Yeah, unfortunate.
I think this really goes back to the whole, just because something can be done doesn't mean it should be done. I mean, business level, I respect the shit out of them for doing it. But as a fan, kind of annoys me.
Yeah, no, I mean, respect where respect is due. They're making money off it, and they know the fans will eat it up. It's just one of those situations where, like, it should be different. And a lot of people feel the same way. Like, you don't need the same thing over and over again, but unfortunately, you know, the fans will be here paying the money, so they'll be continuously making the same thing.
Yeah, I know. It feels like a real shit or get off the pot situation.
Yeah.
Which, that said, many of you are wondering, I gotta tell you, I think I'm just about giving up on Marvel. I mean, between the Black Panther movie and Ant-Man, they are not really stepping up their game like they said they would.
Ooh. See, I haven't seen any Marvel movies since after Endgame, so.
And the only best parts are Shang-Chi, She-Hulk, and Spider-Man. But to be fair, the latter was really more for fan service. And no, not the kind you're thinking of, like the wholesome one.
Oh, so we don't have sexy Spider-Man?
No, spider tits haven't been a thing in the MCU yet.
Well, whenever that happens, let me know. I may jump back in.
Yeah, that's a soft maybe. But I doubt it, since, you know, it's owned by Disney now. And you got to make it more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Basic.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's it.
Quote,
if we
unquote,
don't get Danny Trejo as Mole Man for the MCU, I am 100% switching to DC.
Oh, yeah? I don't
know.
You
can
see it.
They just haven't
gone all
sunny on Philadelphia on the Fantastic Four.
You know, I would love to see that.
So anyways, my boss has stopped blasting. Can I tell you, that actually would bring promise. Honestly, still a better concept than Wonder Woman 84.
Yeah. But I do have a question. I think we're probably getting near the end time. How big of a gamer are you?
Well, first off, I announced when we're getting near the end time. Don't you forget that. And secondly,
I want to make sure I got this question in because I was I'm interested to hear your answer on this. I just want to make sure I had time.
Yes. And secondly, casual gamer. Like, I don't
if
make it
you...
my life.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was saying, if you could pick a game that would, you would think would continue on, like how, you know, what we're talking about, games that would just continue making and making, maybe a game that you've played that really doesn't have many sequels or whatever, do you think you have a game in mind?
I do, and I actually spoke with the creator of said game for my first episode of this year. I would like to see more Qbert games. Incidentally, hashtag bring back Qbert.
More Qbert. You know what? That wouldn't be too bad. I remember
was,
playing that
last
in the arcade.
Game we got was like, what, in the 80s? Maybe 90s?
Yeah.
And yeah, let's start with that TV show. He was wearing a Letterman jacket because, I don't know, it was the 90s. We had to be hip and dope, y'all. But yeah, I would like to see more Qbert action. And if you want to see the same, hashtag bring back Qbert.
Yeah. Hashtag Qbert, man.
Hashtag bring back Qbert.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hashtag bring back Qbert.
Danke. Well, that said, then, let's look at the takeaway, shall we? Whether you're playing Pokemon,
right.
Sonic, Mario, Call of Duty, God of War, or any of the other myriad of games out there, I think we need to ask ourselves, why are we encouraging this? Why can't we allow new inspiration to come forward? Why don't we allow new games to transpire? Why are we feeding the beast?
Exactly. Why haven't we did a Legend of Dragoon remake yet?
I mean, no, I'm not saying we shouldn't have remakes, but we don't need to see the latest Mario piece of crap every 5 years.
Oh, no. Mario needs to quit.
Now, maybe you just need to take some of those mushrooms and realize that he's not chasing Princess Peach after all.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just chasing himself.
Wait, did you catch that Saturday Night Live skit with the Mario Kart movie?
I did, and I have very mixed feelings on that.
I thought that would probably have made a better movie than most movies out here.
That's still a better movie than Space Jam 2.
I mean, pretty much anything could be a better movie than Space Jam 2.
Even Velma the movie?
It probably could.
Not probably. So we got our 2 minutes left. Trivia time? The answer is, what was the first Pokemon designed for the game? The answer was Rhydon. Rhydon.
The good classic, which is the first Pokemon, because there's technically like 4 or 5 first Pokemon.
Not 4, it was Rhydon first designed, Bulbasaur by literal number standards, Arceus, which is basically like the god of Pokemon, and Mew, because it was the DNA that spawned all other Pokemon.
Yep. And what
well,
was the actual
Tom,
first, we'll never know. Yes.
But knowing is half the battle. So, Tom, one more time, who are you? What do you do? Where can people find you?
Again, my name's Thomas Bowman. I have 3 podcasts, From Friend to Weeb, One Man, One Anime, and Talking Dirty, that's Dirty with an E, so D-E-R-T-Y, and you can find them on Spotify, Google,
and all the
most of them, they should be on
platforms.
Apple. Yeah, I mean, you can find me at Dirty Entertainment on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Terrific. Thank you next week as we talk about Beast Wars, the series that changed Transformers lore. If you like this episode, recommend me and my associate to all your friends and family by adding all our wonderful hashtags. But no matter what, if you're feeling generous come tax day, feel free to support me on my Patreon page, because as much as I like talking to y'all, a brother can't make a living off it. But no matter what you do, stay geeky.